Kayla McPherson had had enough. The UNC guard and one-time hotshot recruit had just announced her medical retirement from basketball, 20 months after playing her final game in December of 2023. After 7 operations on both of her knees across the last 4 years, McPherson's playing days were over. So, for the first time in her adult life, she stepped away from the game.
I was kind of forcing it and kind of just trying to be in the gym. But again, it just got to a point where I wasn't helping anybody. So I was like, I think this is probably best for me just to step away. And actually, in that time, I was able to kind of just relax, get outside, just do other things other than basketball. Because again, that's all I've done for 17 years of my life.
Unfortunately for McPherson, the last handful of those 17 years had been spent in grueling rehab, trying to overcome procedure after procedure on her knees. The final operation was what's known as an osteochondral allograft, in which cartilage from a cadaver was transplanted into McPherson's left knee. There was literally more to work with in the knee of a dead body than hers. McPherson told 97.9 The Hill she was given just a 10% chance of playing again after the surgery, which took place in February of 2024. But for a while, she appeared to be defying the odds. McPherson's progress was so encouraging that she was working out and even practicing with the Tar Heels this past summer. Eventually, though, those workouts took their toll. The surgically repaired left knee simply could not withstand the grind of college basketball anymore. McPherson had to confront a harsh reality, that quitting the game now would ensure a healthy life afterward. At this point, the two could not coexist. And so, with the blessing of head coach Courtney Banghart, McPherson left. Without the game that had dominated her life for nearly 2 decades, there were moments when McPherson admitted she felt lost.
At that point, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to be on the team. I didn't know if I wanted to be around the game of basketball and I'm not able to play anymore. But after that month of really just sitting out, I was just like, I can't wait to get back to the gym.
Today, McPherson is back in the gym with the Tar Heels, but in a different role. The 2025-26 UNC women's basketball roster lists McPherson as a student assistant, a role Banghart created specifically for her. In essence, McPherson is an assistant coach in training, while also serving as a liaison between the staff and the players. Banghart, who herself made the transition from star player to coach, said McPherson's future in the game is bright.
She's going to be a great coach someday, and here and anywhere else that she is, you know, she's providing incredible value. It's just not in the way that either one of us would have thought.
Part of that value comes in counseling other injured players. McPherson is far from the only Tar Heel to suffer a devastating knee injury. Talia Henderson and Sierra Toomey both tore their ACLs in high school. Now, both say McPherson's presence has been an invaluable one. Here's Henderson.
Kind of just gives me perspective, right? And it fuels my mentality of every minute and every time you play on the court, it could be your last. So making sure that you play as hard as you can and make sure you leave no regrets.
And here's Toomey.
Kayla is, she's a gem of a human. I mean, she's so helpful on and off the court. Like, she uses her energy in much different places, and it's been really, really helpful.
In addition to her role with the team, McPherson is currently enrolled in UNC's Masters of Applied Professional Studies, or MAPS, program, and is on track to graduate this spring. She deferred when asked about what she would like to do post-graduation, saying she's simply trying to enjoy the year. And so, Coach Kayla McPherson is now embarking on a season of firsts. And as it turns out, coaching is no cakewalk. The game, which had slowed down for McPherson during her playing days, has sped back up again. Her coaching style? Players say it's loud and boisterous, very much like McPherson herself. In fact, many players describe McPherson's voice as her signature trait. It's helped Carolina win 8 of its first 9 games and achieve the highest ranking of any ACC team in both the AP poll and the NCAA's net metric. But the Tar Heels and McPherson aren't done. In fact, McPherson says she's only going to get louder.
They will see a lot of more yelling from me. A lot more yelling from me. I already yell at them a lot, and it's all out of love. But you will see me kind of talk, be talking a little bit more this next year. My voice is already loud, so you're just going to hear more of me a little bit.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.